We're coming to you live from Canton, North Carolina, at the Diamond on the River Complex, where the Inca Jets roll in to play the Pisgah Black Bears in varsity softball. Hi, folks. This is Chuck Fiebernitz on a sun-splashed afternoon here in Canton with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Byrd. Rhonda, this is a pretty big game for them.
This is a huge week total for Pisgah. I mean, after going to North Henderson last week, and Serena had moved the game up to Wednesday so that she could have all her starters, and then what happens is go over and lay the golden goose egg right in the middle of North Henderson in Edneyville, and they didn't perform, they didn't play. They didn't play well at all. I'm serious. They looked like they were not focused. I know we beat the team here 13-3 earlier in the first round of the conference, but then you don't go into an opponent's field and expect them to roll over and give it to you just, you know, here, take the game. You've already beat us once. No. North Henderson, Smoky Mountain, and Franklin, they're not going to roll over easily. So you have to go in, you have to play your A game, and we didn't play our A game, and we come out with a 2-1 loss. And after that meeting, after the game, Serena had a very spirited talk with her players for a good 30 minutes behind the dugout. Then after her spirited talk, she just basically told them, she said, I don't know what it's going to take for y'all to turn the corner, but she said it has to come from within your heart. You have to have attitude to play. You're not going up to the plate with the right kind of attitude. And basically, you know, basically told the girls that. After her spirited talk, her and Coach Leatherwood, she took off, or the whole team took off to the far end of North Henderson's field, and they had a huddle meeting for over 30 minutes, the team by themselves, led by Mahala Irvin, the senior on the team, because there's some players on this team that are not going down without a fight, but not everybody's playing at the same tempo, and Serena wants everybody to be on the same page, and you can't blame her.
This is a really big week. You know that the Black Bears, Rhonda, and you have said it, they wear the bullseye every time they play. But coming off of that last week and now having this Inca team, you know, and I'm sure you've talked to Coach Serena Goodwin. They are taking this game serious. But could they be looking forward towards Tuesday's game here against Smoky Mountain and then the big showdown against Brevard on Thursday?
Well, you hope they don't look past these two games and looking at Brevard, because for the simple reason of it's going to come down between us and Brevard. And I've been saying all along, this is how important it is for us to win the conference. I've got it right here in front of me, folks. The Western Athletic Conference number one seed would have to not play Madison until the fourth round. But then if it came down between us and Madison, it goes by a conference seeding, just like in basketball. Pisgah has home field advantage. We would have home field advantage all the way till we go to Walnut Creek. That's what's so important about finishing out and winning this conference title. Not only do we have to win the conference title, we've got to go into the conference tournament, which starts Saturday, and we've got to at least make it to the championship game. If we make it to the championship game and we play Brevard again, we have to win, because Brevard being a 2A team might give them that number one seed if they win the conference title. But if we go and meet Franklin, which is 3A, we lose, we still might get that number one seed, because that happened 2 years ago when we lost to Franklin at Western in the conference tournament. And Franklin beat us all year. They beat us three games that year, but we still got the number one seed in the 2A. We was at home the whole time in 2011 and won the state championship. That's how important it is to get the home field advantage. And I don't know if these kids understand that, or if Serena's even said it to them, but that's how highly important it is to win these games out. We have got to finish strong. I'm interested to see how these girls respond after getting the butt-chewing that Serena got, or the spirited talk, whichever one you want, a motivational speech, whatever you want to call it.
Coming to Jesus meeting?
A coming to Jesus meeting, whatever you want to call it, but I want to see how they respond. They've had Thursday, Friday, and I know for a fact that practice Friday was pretty intense. Miggy Tomasi took a ball off her cheek. She's got a nice good shiner on her left eye. So, and that was on Facebook. I noticed that on Blood and everything. She had to put the bloody picture on there. So, you know, she's proud of that shiner, but that's how spirited the past two practices have been. But you've been minus two players, Callie Kirkendall and Mason McCracken, because they've been on a field trip. So now let's see how they respond. Let's see if this team is focused now. Let's see if this is important. It's just like Serena said, when you put on Pisgah jersey, that means standards. You have a standard to meet, and we're not meeting that standard right now.
That's a wealth of information. Let's take a break right now, and when we come back, we're going to see if we can pull some more of that wealth of information out of Rhonda's head and about the importance in this stretch run. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Pisk Us Off on WPTL 920 AM.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear's softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings, we will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to Diamonds on the River Complex here in Canton, North Carolina. We're about ready to get started. We're moments away from the Inca Jets and the Pisgah varsity softball team in a non-conference game here on a beautiful afternoon, warm, few clouds in the sky, folks. If you're not here, you know, and if you're on your way, there's several seats available for this big contest. Rhonda, let's talk about the Inca Jets that are coming in here. This is we know the coach, the manager, we know the players, and it was a great 1-0 game last time we played.
It was a pitcher's duel last time, but we just had our players to return back to the team. We didn't have our chemistry yet. But let me tell you, this team, Inca, is young and talented. They've only lost one game, and that was to TC Robertson in conference. They are 16-1 and 10-1 all together. They are talented. If we can come in here and beat them, do you not think that would be a momentum boost for our team?
Wow.
Because, I mean, look, dude, I'm telling you, we've got to get something positive happening. Confidence is just lacking on this team, and we're so young. That's the problem. We're young also, but that's not an excuse against another young team. There's no excuse. When you come out, you got to play.
Well, going inside the circle for the Pisgah Black Bears will be Callie Kirkendall. Inside the circle for the Jets will be Courtney Parsons, and we saw Courtney Parsons the first time. Talk about the matchup between the two pitchers.
Well, Courtney's just a freshman, too, so it's freshman versus sophomore. And right now, Callie Kirkendall's ERA is 1.13 with 68 innings pitched. Courtney Pearson's got 70 innings pitched, and she's got a 1.60. So we're talking about a pitcher duel today. And it's going to be which team makes the least mistakes. We cannot have errors throwing the ball. We've got to be focused. We've got to know how to get run. And I'm not saying that Tuesday that happened. I mean, how often do you see Ashley Penland drop a fly ball?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often do you see things like that happen to us? It was not a good game. I mean, we were sitting there, I was going, whoa, we've been infiltrated by aliens or something. I mean,
well, for the last 2 weeks, the Pisgah Black Bears have gotten pretty good pitching from Michaela Tipton and also Callie Kirkendall. They have played fairly good defense. A couple games where they kind of stubbed their toe and didn't play well.
Mm-hmm.
But so an average or above average defensive. But this power-hitting team just kind of went away for about 2 weeks.
And that's another thing that Serena brought up in her spirited talk. She said, where's this team that was going around and taking confident bats at the plate? What happened to that team? Now we're going, she says, when you go to the plate, I don't see it in your eyes. I don't see it in you're just swinging at things. You're not picking your pitches. You're not making the pitcher work. Things that we work on in practice, you're not doing. She says, where is that focus? Where is that drive? Where is that intensity? Where's that, you know? She says, I don't see it. I don't see it. From the first half to the second half, I do not see it. And I think it's because of the youth. We went into that North Henderson game thinking we had them beat when we went over. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You cannot expect that in any sport whatsoever. I don't care if you got Michael Jordan on your team. You cannot expect to go into San Antonio and expect them to roll over because you got Michael Jordan on your team.
Right.
It ain't going to happen.
Right.
It's just the way it is in sports today. Everybody's going to compete. Nobody likes a loser. And, you know, I think that loss really maybe woke them up. Let's see.
Well, the introductions of both teams are taking place right now. And, Rhonda, you couldn't ask for a better day. A light wind blowing out from home plate to left center field. Oh, glory snapping in the wind, but it's not a gusting wind like we've had before. We've had a really unusual spring, and now it's starting to get the feel of, you know, we're getting into May, and now we're starting to get the warmer weather.
I was really worried about the game today. After all the rain we took this weekend, I mean to tell you, it absolutely poured.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you stay with us as we're going to have the Star Spangled Banner played here at Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. So we've had all the formalities for this pregame before this big non-conference showdown, and both the teams break from the foul lines, go Inca going into their first base dugout, Visca, a few of their players going in the dugout and go out to their positions. We're about ready to have some quality softball here
at Diamond
River. I think
it's going to be a great game. I really think that the girls have been waiting, chomping at the bit to get back out on the field and just show everybody what they're capable of, because if you're like anybody else, you know, losing's unacceptable. It is to, you know, that's one thing I told my boss man. I said, you'll find out I'm probably the most competitive person in the world. I hate losing. And I do. And that comes from Randy. He's the same way.
Well, it looks like, Rhonda, we have out the way the Black Bears will line up defensively. Ashley Pendleton in left, Taylor Gallion in center, Casey Brown in right field. Third base will be Miggy Tomasi. Shortstop will be Nadia Hudson, Sheridan Presley, Ty Cobb, as we call her, and then Alex Latrico at first base. And then pitching will be Callie Kirkendall. Behind the plate will be, what's her name? Mahala Irvin.
Yeah. That redhead that we seem to have been.
We've seen for 4 years.
4 years. It's going to be unusual to see Mickey back there next year.
Well, Kiara Porsche will lead it off for Inca. She plays center field.
She's leading the team in batting right now at 525, so this is a big hitter. We got to get her out and not let her on base. And
she did some damage the first time we played, didn't we?
And what Callie needs to do, low and nibble at the corners, inside out, inside out, low, inside out. So she either pops it up or ground bout.
Well, the hitter steps in. Porsche steps in, ready to go as the home plate umpire. Kirkendall toes the slab out inside the circle, and we're ready for some exciting softball. First pitch as a drag bunt attempt by Porsche missed. So that was called strike. It'll be 0-1 on the left-hand hitter from Inca.
That's one thing Callie did against North Ender. She got ahead, but we just could not get her teammates to the defense to rally behind her.
Kirkendall's next pitch is high for a ball. On deck is Sierra Suggs, the left fielder for Inca. Beautiful facility here at the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton. Kirkendall ready, gets her sign, here's a pitch, swung on and slapped right over to Hudson, throw over to first, and I tell you what, you got to get that ball quick, don't you, over to first?
Yeah, and Hudson and Tomasi both have big arms in that position.
So one out, and now it brings up Sierra Suggs, the left fielder. Hudson had one hopper, but she just quickly got it out of her glove and threw a strike to Latrinko to retire Porsche, who was busting down that baseline. Another drag, and that's going to be successful. Deep in the hole as Hudson cannot throw. Stopped it from going out to left field, backhanded, but Suggs was just motoring down the line.
Heady play on her not to throw it away for extra bases. Smart thinking.
So an infield single for Suggs will bring up Jasmine Palmer, the shortstop for Inca. One out. We're in the top of the first and no score.
He's batting 509 for Inca right now. It's the second highest batter.
Callie Kirkendall gets her sign. Here comes her pitch swing, and that's lined right over the head of Tomasi. Couldn't get that. Boy, she hit that on a line. I tell you, you could hang clothes on.
If Tomasi had been about 2 inches taller, she might have got that.
Boy, she was just hacking at that first pitch, and that's the M.O. of this Inca Jets team, as we saw in the first meeting. Early in the season, they're hacking at the first pitch, and that'll bring up catcher Jordan Harris.
It don't get any easier. She's batting 518.
Runners at first and second. Swung on, and I mean hacking at the first pitch. She just drives it back into the screen for strike one.
You know, it seemed like in that first game against Inca, Callie would get in trouble, but she'd work her way out. She'd get in trouble, work her way out. And again, here she is, runners at first and second, no outs.
Big hole on the left-hand side is Tomasi hugging the line at third base. Next pitch is high for a ball, evens the count at 1-1. Just joined us here on WPTL 920 AM or WPTLradio.net. We thank you as our sponsors. Thank you. 0-0, top of first, one out, runners at first and second for the visiting Inca Jets. Next pitch is fouled back into the screen again, and I tell you what, Ron, just by two swings by Jordan Harris, this is a dangerous hitter.
Dangerous hitter. Like I said, she's 5'18", but you don't want to give her anything in the... She's leading the team in RBIs, too. She only has 33. I mean...
A lot of young ball players in the mountains, especially on these two teams. Swung on and fouled out of play. Keeps the count at 1-2.
I hit Zeke's truck.
Oh, thank goodness it wasn't mine. I heard it hit metal.
Right on the hood.
Fiberglass, whatever you want to call it. So 1-2 on Miss Jordan Harris. Callie Kirkendall ready. Here's the pitch. Changeup just missed on the outside part. Harris refused to bite on it. Laid off. So it's 2-2 right now to Jordan Harris.
She's ahead of her. We got to not give her anything that she can hurt us.
Swung on, popped up, giving chase is Tomasi at the fence, but that's going to fall out of play. So Harris getting a good quality at-bat here.
I think Tomasi would have been one of those that... I think Tomasi's one of those that would try to climb a fence to get it on a get it.
All right, we're ready to go. Just missed. 3-2.
That was a pretty close pitch.
So full count, 3-2. Didn't miss by much, but it did miss. So it brings the count at full. Runners at first and second, top of first, one out. Here's the pitch. Swung on and off the hands, tapped foul on the third base side.
Now, I know the scoreboard's wrong. We don't have two outs. I know the game's going fast, but not that fast. Yeah. I know we didn't miss something.
I was looking at my scores card, and I was like, wow.
I was sitting here thinking, I know, I just turned my head to look at that ball. I didn't miss something, did I?
Outfield playing straight away. Tomasi hugging the line. Here's the pitch. Another grounder past third base. Foul. So Harris is up there. This will be her ninth pitch of the at-bat. Excuse me, tenth. Tenth pitch of the at-bat. Well, this is a quality at-bat right
here. Yeah, she's not going to give her anything. She's going way outside now.
Callie Kirkendall ready to go. Here's her pitch. Grounder right up the middle. Presley gets it, tags one, throws over to first, not in time. So he was near the bag and tagged the runner, Suggs, going to second and threw to first, but it was just a hair late. So that'll be the second out, and runners are on the corner with two outs here in the top of the first inning. And that'll bring up Mara Troutman.
So that really helped us. She bobbled the ball a little bit, or I think we would have had the double play.
Excuse me, she retired Jasmine Palmer. Fouled back is Troutman's first. I'll tell you what, every batter coming up is hacking at that first pitch.
Exactly. Troutman's batting 385.
Over at third base is Sierra Suggs. She was at second and advanced to third on that
and
grounder
Troutman
up the middle. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Little wrinkle. Kind of had a spin to it. Maybe like something sliding or curve. Evens the count at 1-1.
I think Sheridan was trying so hard to get the runner that she bobbled the ball, took her eye off it just a minute, and then
Kirkendall's pitch. Here it comes, up in the air, near the fence, giving chase to Tomasi, and off the screen, just above her glove, is a collision of the screen and Tomasi.
And the fence is still swaying. She hit it so hard.
Tomasi could double as an MMA fighter right now.
Yeah. And she might give that lady down in McDowell County a run for her money.
Already intimidating. Now she's got a black eye to go with it. 1-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Change up. Cold strike three. She stood there like the house by the side of the road and watched it go by. And that's all for the Inca Jets. They strand two as we move to the middle of the first. No score here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton.
Well, that was impressive by Callie. She got in trouble. She had to... You know, two runners on, no out. And she just came back, settled down, and started pitching her game. And like you said, they were hacking at everything. So, you know.
Rhonda, how are the drawdown tickets going?
Oh, man. I am getting people. I have sold all mine. I have sold 10. This first year I've ever had any to sell. Let me just say that. I sold Serena Goodwin's for her. Coach Goodwin's.
Mm-hmm.
She's too busy coaching. Let's
uh-huh.
Give me your tickets. Man, you don't need to worry about that.
You
worry about coaching. I'll take care of the tickets for you. So she said thank you. So I sold all hers, and I had five. Coach Presley gave me five more, and I've sold all those but three.
Well, I'll tell you what.
And I don't know how many's left. It can't be many.
You got mine, right?
I got yours.
Okay.
And I've got mine, and I got Denise Castle's.
And that drawdown date is when?
May 18th, right around the corner. May 11th, the alumni game, big game. And, hey, Pisgah beat Tuscola yesterday in the co-ed basketball 66-64. The Crossfire beat our All-Stars 105-87. But I think the Pisgah Bears are going to bring that trophy, that alumni trophy, back to Canton again for two times in a row. I'm excited about that. I'm pumped up.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have a little shakeup in the lineup as it'll be Taylor Gallion, Ashley Penland, and Mahala Irvin scheduled to face Courtney Parsons, the freshman ace of the staff at Inca.
Well, Sheridan's been struggling the last couple of games.
She's been injured, hasn't she?
She's been injured. She got a forearm injury, and it's on her wrist. So when she comes around with a bat, you got to roll those wrists, and she's having problem rolling that wrist. And so putting her down in the order takes a little bit of pressure off of her, too.
Yeah, plus, you know, it takes the pressure of trying to produce in the top of the order.
Exactly.
That's exactly right, Rhonda.
Taylor Gallion has really picked up her hitting. She hit well at North Henderson. She got on base, but Ashley Penland missed a hit-and-run sign, and she got out at second when we had a chance to rally trying to steal. So you got to have Taylor's speed on base, and she's really been hitting well lately.
Plus, it's a veteran.
She's a senior.
and you want that senior to step up, and Taylor Gallion's one of those players that can do so. So we're ready to start the bottom of the first inning. Parsons is ready. She puts on a mask inside the circle to protect her face. Taylor Gallion steps in, playing center field. First pitch swung on and missed by Gallion.
It takes our girls one inning to get that. I would say one inning, one round of rotation to get the pitcher speed down.
Ready to go. Here comes Parsons with 0-1 count. Squares around and bunts out in front. Parsons picks it up, throws to first in time to nick Taylor Gallion at first base. Or I should say nip Taylor Gallion.
That's a good, she didn't show the bunt the first pitch. She showed it the second and hoping to catch the defense off guard. And you never know, that might work later on when you put pressure on defense.
Well, now to bring in the sophomore, Ashley Penland. Again, a lot of sophomores and freshmen on this field. First pitch to Penland is ball low, 1-0. Buds of the trees are starting to bloom. Green is starting to spread all over.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful afternoon here in Canton, North Carolina. Next swing on and fouled off the mask is Penland.
Yeah, and everybody's allergies are killing them from everything blooming. If you ain't sneezing, coughing, and hacking, you ain't something wrong with you, because I never seen anything bloom as much as your. This spring.
Myra Troutman, the third baseman for Inca, is crowding in. Case of a slap or bunt. Left hand hitting Penland, ready to go. Changeup's in the dirt. So Penland lays off and gets into a nice hitting count of 2-1 against Courtney Parsons, a freshman pitcher for Inca. No score here in the bottom of the first inning. Parsons pitch. Low, just barely. So now that will bring the count 3-1, and you got to expect maybe Penland's looking for her pitch right here with this hitter's count.
You got to look for your pitch, but she's got to lay off if it ain't her pitch. That's one thing Serena kept telling them in that meeting, was we're not focusing on our count.
Penland's one of those that goes deep into the count all the time. Swung on and missed as she blew a fastball right by her, and Penland was looking to go to the yard.
She got a little bit on it. It was a foul tip. You could hear it hit the end of the bat, but, you know, it was right there in the middle. That's where you want it.
Brings the count to 3-2 now. Penland steps out of the box, kind of to compose herself. Nobody on for Piskey. Parsons ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swung on and missed. Foul tip right into the glove of Harris. And so Penland strikes out. And that'll bring up Mahala Irvin.
Plus, you don't know if Parsons has a routine. And, you know, Ashley Penland might be trying to get off her timing, stepping out of the box and stuff. And a lot of hitters will do that.
On deck will be Miggy Tomasi, third baseman for Pisgah. Ball just outside as Harris tries to frame Parsons' fastball.
That's another thing Coach said in that meeting. She says, we're either hitting the ball right at somebody or 9 miles in the air.
Happens when you're struggling at the plate. I'm telling you. Next pitch is low for a ball, 2-0 to Mahala Irvin. And you got to believe this slugger is going to be set dead red on something over the plate she can drive to center field. With a 2-0 count, and she lifts it high into the air. Got it, but just popped it up to shortstop Palmer, and that's all for Pisgah. We move to the second. No score here at Diamonds on the River Complex. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking.
Who's grinning? 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back, fans. In the first inning, we had a scoreless inning, more like a pitcher's duel, Chuck. They had runners on, we didn't. So, you know, leaving runners on bases is not good, but not having any on is even worse, I think.
Well, you know, the bottom line is you thought this would be a pitcher's duel. Yeah. So far, after one inning, six outs, it looks like it's going to be, although that Callie Kirkendall did get into a jam and, got out of it. Every hitter coming up for Inca was jumping on the first pitch. You may want to start for maybe getting pitching, not right down the middle and getting ahead, but if they're going to attack on that first pitch, maybe you throw a ball the first pitch and see if they go after it.
Yeah, throw something different so they can
get them in the hole.
Get them in the hole, exactly.
Well, we're ready to start the top of the second inning. It will be Addison Harris, Sydney Davis, and Christy Evans. 6, 7, and 8 for Inca to face Callie Kirkendall here in the top of the second inning. Kirkendall, only a sophomore, but a gem in her own right, swung on and again hacking at the first pitch. But you know what? That was a rise ball above the shoulders, and Harris went after it. So that may be the plan right there. That's a smart move out of the battery for Pisgah.
Yeah, just give them something they can't hit, but it tempts them to hit, like rise ball, drop ball.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here comes the pitch. High riser again outside, too. So that'll make it 1-1 to Addison Harris, the first baseman for Inca. Beautiful afternoon. Wind starting to shift and blow in. Swung on and dribbled right out in front. Irvin gets it. Throw to first is in time. Has nice pickup by Latrinko, or I should say stretch. Boy, she just stretched out, and it was a bad angle for Irvin. So that will be in your scores book, 2-3 for out number one. And that's going to bring up designated hitter Sydney Davis. She's DHing for the pitcher, Courtney Parsons. Kirkendall's pitch swung on and lifted foul down the first base side. And out of play.
There, she is not going to give them anything in the wheelhouse. If it is, it's an accident. You know, maybe one innings or something like that. But like that did last night against Miggy.
Kirkendall ready to go. And another swing by Davis. But this is off the hands and into the screen. So now she finds herself behind 0-2 to Kelly Kirkendall. No score. Top of second. Inca, Pisgah, two powerhouses in the mountains. Cone strike three, painted the corner.
It looked like it was a changeup. She took some speed off of it, and it's just like she was standing there going, that's not what you told me last two times.
Callie Kirkendall has two strikeouts in the game, and both of the looking variety.
And she's so, smiling.
Mm-hmm. So that's two outs here in the second. Now be Christy Evans. The fine right fielder for Inca, batting from the left-hand side. Boy, she really chokes up on that bat.
Well, she does.
Tried to act like she wouldn't drag, but may have been taking all the way as the pitch was outside. Makes the count 1-0.
Stands way back in the batter's box, too. You don't see that much in softball. Not that far back.
Kirkendall ready to go, and here's her 1-0 count, and it's slapped over to Tomasi. Hoover picks it up, and nice throw to nip Evans by a step, and that's all for the Jets as defense comes strong for the Black Bears. And as we move to the bottom of the second inning, no score here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton.
So far, I like how defensive playing. I like how the Bears are doing defensively. They're on their toes. They're throwing the ball hard. They're making good decisions so far. Let's see. You know, that's why I was, waiting to see how they came out in this game. You know, Inca played Friday night, had their senior night Friday night, and they had they beat the Rockets 9-8 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Troutman, the one you was just talking about, Chuck, she hit the game-winning, I guess, walk-off.
Yeah, walk-off.
Yeah.
Home run? Single?
I'm not sure. It was in the bottom of the seventh, and I'm trying to figure out if it's a walk-off. Yeah, it's a walk-off home run. Only home run of the game.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there going, hmm.
You would think 9-8, that ball was going out of the ballpark.
So that shows you that Courtney Pearson, she pitched in that game, is hittable.
Yes, absolutely.
We just got to get the timing down.
Good point.
So nine, they give up 8 runs. So and last time we played, it was one. But Pisgah, Inca have a little rivalry. So, you know.
Well, it'll lead off here in the bottom of the second inning will be Miggy Tomasi. Some of you know her as Shelby. We know her as Miggy. She plays the game like Miguel Cabrera, and the fine folks up in Detroit love Miggy. That's their nickname. And we love Shelby Tomasi.
Got a nice shiner. Mm.
So Tomasi steps in to lead off the bottom of second, and first pitch caught the corner for a strike. Nice pitch by Parsons.
And Tomasi's leading the team in a batting average of .449.
Wow. Lays off the riser. Evens the count at 1-1.
She has slowly, steadily eased that batting average up.
Sophomore. That's the impressive thing is this girl plays like she's a senior. She's a sophomore.
That's
bright
true.
Future ahead of her. Change up, just missed outside. Nice pitch by Parsons. She pulled that string, and it took about 4 seconds to get up there.
And Shelby just like, oh, did I? Oh, no, better hold back. She fought that bat now.
2-1 pitch coming. Just missed outside again, trying to keep the ball away from the slugger who leads Pisgah in the batting average department. 3-1 count. Tomas is going to be locked and loaded right now. Here comes the pitch. Buffalo walked her, lost her. So she walks Tomasi to lead off the second.
There you go. Callie Kirkendall's coming to bat now.
So now it'll be the pitcher, Callie Kirkendall.
Which had a great game against North Henderson. I mean, she pitched extremely well. They only gave up 2 runs. But I don't know if they were earned. And you got Latrinko at...
Called strike, got the corners. Parsons for the first pitch. So pitcher versus pitcher here. On deck is, as Rhonda said, Alex Latrinko.
And Callie's batting .386 right now.
And over the last couple weeks, she's gotten hot.
She has. And, you know, that's what I like about Tomasi. I hate to get off this, but Tomasi has a goal for herself every game. And that goal is 500. That's all she wants to bat. Next pitch was high.
Ball?
Yeah. Trying to get her swing at a riser.
So 1-1 count to Callie Kirkendall. Parsons ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled into the screen straight back. Makes the count 1-2. Bottom of the second. No score here in Canton. Pisgah batting in the home half. White tops, red pants, brand new uniforms, black socks.
And they all wear the same. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm. So does Inca.
Mm-hmm.
Inca, same dress, all blue or all navy. Here comes the pitch. Call strike 3. Kirkendall knew it.
Oh, that's way outside. I didn't Oh. I mean, I don't have a good view, but it looked like it was well in the batter's box on the opposite side, but that's just my opinion.
So that's all for Kirkendall, and that'll bring up Alex Latrinko. On deck will be Sheridan Presley. Latrinko has had several big hits so far this season. We need one right here. Called strike, got the corner again. One out, bottom of the second, no score. Runner on first is Miggy Tomasi. Swung on and missed. Nice cut by Latrico. If she was going yard with that one, if she would have got a hold of it, just one over top of the fluorescent yellow softball. Parsons taking her time. Here comes her pitch. Swung on and dribbled over to second. Flipped over to first to get Latrico at first. On to second is Nikki. So a runner at second with two outs brings up Sheridan Presley.
Well, she advanced the runner, but I don't think that's the way she wanted to do it. She would like to have been on base also, but it was a good swing. It just didn't go anywhere. It just, like, died.
So Miggy's over in better scoring position, standing there at second base, left hand hitting junior. Sheridan Presley's up, battling a forearm injury. Swung on and grounded right at second base, and she flips over. That's Brooke Adams to retire Presley, and that's all for the Black Bears. We move to the top of the third. No score here from Canton. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back. We're in the top of the third in the scoreless game. It's still 0-0. We've got a pitching duel going on, and Brooke Adams is for Inca is coming to the plate right now.
All right, I will call you soon. Thank you.
So it's going to be interesting to see if Callie Kirkendall keeps up her tremendous pitching effort.
First pitch to Brooke Adams is a ball high.
I think Brooke Adams wouldn't hurt us the last time we played this game.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here's a 1-0 pitch off the hands and tapped foul. Over by the first base dugout and off the on deck hitter's bat.
Yeah.
She went and just kind of tapped it out like she was bunting it.
Yeah.
Nice little wrinkle right there. She's laughing at the crowd. One ball, one strike to Brooke Adams.
Batting 361 for Inca.
That's a good average right there. Called strike right on the corner. Nice pitch.
You look at the lineup up and down with Inca, and it's just a 500, 500, 300, 400. I mean, my goodness gracious.
But their manager, we know, is Casey Crook's wife. And look, she don't play around with averages. Swung on, and that's right to Latrinko. Scoops it up, steps on first, takes two steps, retires Adams for the first out here in the third inning.
I'm going to give it to Kiera Porche.
And that'd be Kiera Porche, the center fielder, who grounded out to Miggy Tomasi in the first inning.
Back to the top of the lineup. So they've seen Cali one time through. Let's see if it takes them a while like it does us.
Porche, a fine hitter for Inca. They wouldn't be 16-1. And that's off, fouled into the dirt and off the shin guard of Irvin.
Yeah.
Just joined us here in the top of the third inning. No score. Sun right now just went behind a cloud. It was a sun-splashed field between the Inca Jets and the Pisgah Black Bears. Now the playing in a little shade. Pitch just missed on the outside as Pouche tried to slap it. Boy, Latrinko and Miggy Tomasi was just bolting in from the corners. They were focused on that, watching that top hand of that hitter. Kirkendall ready to go. Here's the pitch. She bunts it out front and hits her in the box, says the home plate umpire. So that will be a foul ball. One ball, two strike count. If it would have hit her outside the box, she would have been out. The home plate umpire accurately called that as it hit her still in the box, and so it's a foul ball. And we now have a count of one and two to Kiera Porche. And here's the pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Evens the count at two and two. Porche, a fine outfielder in her own right.
Just
also,
a fine athlete, period. She plays volleyball and basketball.
And a typical Inca Jet softball player. What you would expect. Here's the pitch. Swung on! She missed! And she tried to slap it. So nice pitch by Kirkendall, and Porche goes down for the second out here in the third inning. That's going to bring up Sierra Suggs, who had an infield single deep in the hole in between Miggy Tomasi and Nadia Hudson.
Which, if I know Walt Leatherwood, he charts where everybody hits over there. He's got a little piece of paper. He's going to adjust his defense.
Well, Suggs is lanky, but she's also a left-handed hitter, so she's trying to get a jump on it and slap it someplace, and she's going to try it again as the first pitch is low, just above the plate, around the shoelaces. So it's 1-0.
You don't want to give her anything good to bunt. If you do, it's going to be straight up or right at the home plate.
You cannot relax Mm-mm. in this lineup for
oh,
Inca.
Lord,
you've
no.
got hitters everywhere. And she tries to slap it, and I mean, she slapped down it.
Yeah.
She mistimed that. Was that a changeup?
I think it was a drop ball.
Well, the drop ball, she went after it, and they missed it, so it's 1-1.
But this is good for us because Madison's the same way, top to bottom. You got hitters.
Next pitch, she tries to slap it. That one off the hand, the open throwing hand of Irvin. But she's all right.
Oh, she's tough. Don't worry about her.
So moves the count to one ball, two strikes, with two outs here in the top of the third, no score. Suggs is ready, so is Kirkendall, and here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled past the third base line and up against the fence. She slapped that just over the head of Miggy. I thought at first Miggy might have a shot at it.
I did too. The way it was, and she turned and started running on it. I thought, oh, she's going to catch that in foul territory, but it went just a little bit further.
It carried a little farther right off.
Yeah, and I don't think it's the wind because the wind, the flag out on the field is dead, but we're getting a little wind right here, so I think it's just a little surface wind.
One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Just missed high and outside.
Well, they sure do like that slap bunt, don't
mm-hmm.
they? It's his third one in a row.
But that has been the MO, the DNA of a Inca softball players. They love to use small ball.
Small ball. That's what wins games sometimes. You got to be able to play both.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Fouled out of play.
And Coach Leatherwood caught that one barehanded. I'm telling you, the man's tough. The old ex-Army man. Don't need a glove. What are you talking about, a glove, eh?
We didn't use gloves in
we
our days.
We didn't use gloves in our days.
We took cardboard boxes. Cut them out as our hand. 2-2. Two outs here in the top of the third. Here comes the pitch. Right back at Kirkendall. Flips over to Latrinka. That's all for Inca here in the top of the third. As they go down in order, 1-2-3, we move to the bottom of the third. No score in this showdown between Inca and Pisgah.
This is ending up being exactly what I said, a pitching duel, because Callie Kirkendall is pitching tremendously. It seems like lately, in the last several games, it's really come together for her. And she knows she's getting more confident with her catcher. She's never pitched with Mahala Irvin. Mahala Irvin has never caught for Callie Kirkendall. The two have started getting comfortable with each other. And that's what you got to have when you got a pitcher-catcher just like that.
Well, that's true, and she's pounding that strike zone, Rhonda, and she's retired the last eight batters she's faced in this game.
She's keeping it low, and if she ain't keeping it low, and I know that's not proper English, folks, but I'm from the South, I can say ain't. If she's not keeping it low, it's either a rise ball way above, so if they hit it, it's either going to go straight up in the air, foul back, or, you know, so she's doing what she's She's changing eye level, changing speeds. I mean, perfect. I mean, you couldn't ask for anything better.
I'm getting to learn you.
You still don't want to play Scrabble with me, do you?
No, no, no. You make up words. You make up words on this podcast.
I do not.
I still am going to look up Spindly.
Spindly, come on.
I'm gonna check that right
there. Hey, I get Chuck, I mean Tim, to give me a definition of Spindly and spell it for you on the computer here so you'll know that it's a true word.
Okay, well, Nadia Hudson, the shortstop, will lead it off.
No, this is Mason McCracken.
Oh, that will be Mason McCracken.
CeCe
will be DH'ing today. And that's Nadia there, so she's pitch hitting for Casey Brown, the right fielder, not pitch hitting, DHing for Casey Brown.
And I agree with this move. Casey Brown struggles batting. Mason McCracken is a heck of a hitter. You got to put CeCe on the bag, but Casey Brown's defense is too good to not put out there.
First pitch was a ball. Here comes the second pitch, swung on and lifted right to the second baseman, and she goes out into shallow right field to haul that in. So a pop up by McCracken. And that's out number one here in the bottom of the third.
But she made good contact. It's just a matter of time. And I'm telling you, the bats are fixing to come loose. I have that feeling.
Now it's Nadia Hudson batting in the nine hole. On deck will be Taylor Gallion. First pitch is low and away for ball one. Hudson, who is just starting to come into her own as a shortstop.
Hey, see, I got it now. It's an adjective.
Alrighty. Okay.
It's long or tall and thin, spindly arms and legs. See?
Swung on and fouled down and past the third base. And I apologize to all my English
Do you want to know how to spell it?
No. 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 I would have lost the challenge. And that wouldn't that be points against me if I'd lose a challenge? I would challenge you on a word. One ball, one strike to Miss Hudson. Here comes the pitch. Called strike right on the outside corner. I hate it when I'm wrong.
And just like I tell Ron, just go ahead and say, I'm right.
Next pitch, high for a ball. Makes the count 2-2. One out on deck. Taylor Gallion, who's been hot the last week and a half for Pisk. Parsons ready. Here comes her pitch. Swung on, lifted high.
Great.
And deep left field. And that's off the wall as Nadia Hudson made a bid for a home run. And that looked like one of those Irvin or the Thumpers from last year. We thought that was
Caitlin
going on.
Caitlin Hannah. She always put them a mile high and up in the river.
So Nadia Hudson gets a stand-up double off the left field wall with one out. And that's going to bring up Gallion.
So let's see, since Gallion's a good bunter, if they go small ball.
I don't know I'd do it with two outs, but called strike, got the corner is Parsons' fastball.
It's only one out.
No, there's one out, but if you bunt with one out and sacrifice, you got two, you move her over with two outs. I'd rather just see if you can get her in. And that's what's going to happen. Oh, she squares around to try and bunt and bunts it foul. So, Pisgah, as Rhonda predicted correctly, again for the second time, within 5 minutes, I'm just going to shout out this broadcast again. I'm not going to challenge anything you say. So, 0-2 count to Taylor Gallion. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball. Laid off of it as Parsons tried to make her swing at a rise ball around the bill of the hat, but Gallion had nothing to do with that. So it's one ball, two strikes now. Parson gets her sign. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Tried to frame it. Was Jordan Harris.
She tried to pull that back in, give the old curve in, you know, like twist the arm in.
There's one of those where you can just turn your glove, bring your hand about a foot back, you know. Swung on, and that is lifted past the third base and just fouled by about 4 feet. That was surely would have been interesting.
Oh, yeah.
As on the run was Nadia Hudson, who has speed, and picking on that ball, picking it up with Sierra Suggs quickly. Don't know if Walt would have sent her, but it would have been an interesting play if that ball would have fallen foul. So now it's two balls, two strikes, two Gallion. Here's the pitch. Called strike three right on the outside corner. So Galleon goes down looking for out number two. And that'll bring up Ashley Penlin.
Well, it's her turn to get out of this darn slump she's in.
Yes, and you got to give credit to the young Courtney Parsons as she's nipping corners.
Oh, yeah, just like ours. So it's going to be a corner nip.
Got to protect the plate with two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded right at the second baseman. Penland's retired, and that's off for Piska. They strand a runner. We move to the top of the fourth. No score in this ball game. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Piska Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, you do the grinning. Mind selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Picker, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community, a credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Diamonds on the River Complex here in Canton, North Carolina. We are in the top of the fourth inning and no score between the visiting Inca Jets and the Piska Black Bears. And Rhonda, it's as you predicted so correctly in the pregame, this is a pitcher's duel.
Yeah, I was afraid this was going to happen after Serena's talk. But it's good because it shows that this team does have character.
Piska, no runs, one hit. They have committed no errors and have left two runners on base. The Jets have no runs on two hits and also committed no errors as the first pitch to Jasmine Palmer, the shortstop, is a ball low. So an evenly played game, an evenly pitched game, as you would expect between these two powerhouses, perennial powerhouses in the mountains. Inca currently in Class 3A, Piska in Class 2A, but will join the Class 3A next year. Swung on and lined to right field as a throw to first is late, so a base hit for Palmer, leadoff single here in the top of the fourth. Wright's eight consecutive batters retired by Kirkendall, that streak. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Jordan Harris, who grounded out into a fielder's choice, reach base.
And that was lined right between first and second. Just perfect. I mean, you couldn't ask to put it any place better if you wanted to get on base.
Here comes the pitch swung on, and that is in the hole for a single. So the Inca Jets, three and four hitters, have found holes in the infield. And that's going to be runners at first and second, and that's going to bring up Myra Troutman with no outs.
Exactly how Callie got herself in position in the first inning. Runners at first, second, no out, and she ended up working her way out of it.
Troutman may be bunting to move over the runners to second and third. Here comes the pitch. No, she grounds one past Latrinko. Here comes the runner, and she holds up. And, boy, they had the runner, but Irvin did not look at her.
No,
so three straight singles to start the top of the fourth.
She was calling for Casey to throw the ball to her. She didn't even look at the runner. She was.
Manager Kruk, coaching third base, held up the lead runner, Jasmine Palmer. Did not want to test the arm of Casey Brown out in right field. So bases are full of Jets. The hangar is full. And Kirkendall's in the jam with no outs. Swung on right back at Kirkendall. This will be a force out at the plate. As nobody was covering first, as Latrinko was standing there. She needed to get back to first, but she There's a little delay, so Irvin just held on to it. So Fielder's Choice gets the runner at first. That's a big out right there, Rhonda.
Yeah. And it's like this is like deja vu the first time we played them. She had the bases full the first time we played them and somehow got out of it with a force out at home plate. So here she goes again.
So runners move up. Bases still full and popped up and out of play is Sydney Davis, who struck out looking her first time up. We'll take one of those again.
Yeah, that would be big right now.
Top of four, no score, but the Jets are threatening with bases full and one out. Ball is low in the dirt.
She's only batting 400. I mean, it don't get any easier. The top of the lineup is just killing.
Got to play tough. I mean, you just got to pitch tough from, you know, 1 through 9.
Mm-hmm.
No weak spot. Here comes the pitch. High for a ball, 2-1. Jets can break it open, or Pisgah can get a big momentum boost if they can hold the Jets to no runs and somehow get out of this inning. Bases full of Jets, one out, 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch. Swung right back at Kirkendall. There's one. Irvin's going to try for first. Not in time. Almost a double play, so bases still remain full, but now two outs.
It's amazing, folks. I mean, this is a character inning, a character building inning.
Yep.
If you get out of this, that's got to boost the confidence of that pitcher, I'm going to tell you, through
Kirstie
the roof.
Kirstie Evans, who grounded out to third baseman Miggy Tomasi, her first time up. So three straight singles, and right now, Pisgah trying to get out of this jam. Here's the pitch, slapped and out of play. So it'll be a foul ball, one strike count.
Miggy's going after these balls like they're all in the park. She needs to take some of that energy.
You girl with a black eye and she'll shine and you just let her go. Who's going to tell her not to?
I'm not.
Okay. Here comes the pitch. Called strike, painted the corner. So now she gets in. She gets Evans in a hole round, 0-2 with bases loaded. Pisgah may get out of this.
Oh, if they do, it'll be a miracle.
Kirkendall ready. Here comes her 0-2 pitch. Jordan struck her out.
I cannot believe it.
Bases were full with nobody out. Inca comes up empty, and that's all for the Jets. They strand three runners as Kirkendall just bared down and got it done. And so we move to the bottom of the fourth with no score in this ballgame.
How big is that? If that don't pump that team up in that dugout over there, I don't know what it's going to take. But that was huge, Chuck. Absolutely huge.
You're thinking, I mean, I'm thinking three straight singles, and you're thinking,
Lord,
here we go.
They found the timing on Cali. We're in trouble.
And then all of a sudden, two little dribbles. Right back at Kirkendall, they force the runner at the plate, and then they get a big strike out the end of the inning, and they come up empty. You got to think that grabs the momentum.
That could come, and I know you hear sports analysts all over the world say this, but that could come back and bite Inca in the wazoo.
Let's hope so.
I do. I mean, I really do. And this could be one of those games where it's a 1-0 game again.
We have a new pitcher, Rhonda. They took out
Courtney Pearson,
and they're bringing in Myra Troutman.
And they're moving Brooke Adams to third.
Is it a certain amount of innings you can pitch?
No.
Maybe she's tired. Maybe she just felt exhausted.
Well, they probably have a game, too, tomorrow, and it's a conference game like we do. And it could be that Jennifer Crook wants to save her arm.
Then again, it's another pitcher to kind of readjust and you're starting to get your timing down. So let's see how that move works out for the Inca Jets.
Courtney Pearson did real good against us first game. Why do you want to take her out? I mean, I don't understand.
Well,
that.
It doesn't get easy for Myra Troutman, who was at third base and is going to go inside the circle, replacing Courtney Parson, who will go out of the ball game. She's got to face Mahala Irvin and Miggy Tomasi and Callie Kirkendall. Swung on and dribbled and tapped foul by the third base.
At least it wasn't 9 miles straight up in the air.
I'll take that. Irvin popped up a towering pop-up to shortstop Jasmine Palmer. So Myra Troutman ready to go. Here's the big windup and the pitch. Nice changeup, but missed. just on the outside part of the plate.
She got a quick delivery. She jerky, herky, jerky movement at the plate, at the circle. It might take us a while to adjust.
1-1 count now. No score. Bottom of four. Troutman's pitch. Swung on, lifted high again. Irvin pops up, and the second baseman,
number 13
is Kirstie Evans from right field, comes in and plays second. She calls that in, so out number one, we're going to have to leave that up to Miggy Tomasi, who walked her first time out.
So Brooke goes to third in play, and the shortstop still the same, remains the same, and the first baseman still remains the same. I'm trying to get the outfield.
Miggy with the black eye, looking to put a black eye on Inca right now. Gets a change up high and lays off of it, so it's ball one. How did she get the black eye?
A ball bounced up and hit her in the face on practice Friday.
I bet you the one thing she said, I didn't cry.
I haven't talked to her, but she sure posted that picture of her bleeding and black eye on Facebook. So, you know, if I was a guy, I kind of don't think I'd be messing with her, you know.
Here comes the 2-0 count to Miggy. Swing out and right at and up the middle. Boy, almost took Troutman's head off.
Oh, man.
A line drive single with one out.
And I know you can hear the pop on our headset from that because Sonny had some zip on it.
Troutman, instead of putting her glove, went as just a reaction as the duck and get out of the way. Because that was scorched straight at the head of the pitcher for Inca. And that's going to bring up Callie Kirkendall with Miggy back on first base.
You kind of want to keep your head.
It's the black eye.
Mm-hmm.
Dribbled over to third. They're going to throw over to second for one as Miggy tries to take out the runner or the second baseman to prevent her from throwing. And she does that successfully. So Callie Kirkendall's on with a fielder's choice as she forced Tomasi out at second, two outs, and that's going to bring up Alex Letrenko. Boy, if you could get a hold of one right now, girl.
I'm telling you, the wind's died down perfect. Right now, it's steel.
Be strong up the middle. Be strong right up the middle is what you got to be right here. Alex Letrenko grounded out to second the first time. Gets a curveball outside for a ball. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, and this is a scoreless battle between Inca and Pisgah here at the Canton on the River Complex. There are two outs. Callie Kirkendall on first and swung on, and that's right back at Troutman, who makes a nice stab, flips over to her first baseman, and that's all for Pisgah. Strand one. We move to the top of the fifth. No score in this game. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at MedWest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At MedWest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the MedWest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back to the Diamond on the River Park. Chuck, we're in the top of the fifth, a scoreless game, and the pitcher's duel.
Yep. It has been a beautiful game pitched by Callie Kirkendall and Courtney Parsons, although Parsons went out last inning and handed it over to Myra Troutman. For Inca so far, as we enter, about ready to start the top of the fifth, no runs, five hits, no errors, and left five. Pisgah, no runs, has two hits, and stranded three. Leading off will be Brooke Adams. It's a ball. Nice quest by Miggy as she tried to slap it, diving. Hit the black eye.
Hey, she can take one in the face. Ain't nothing to taking one in the air.
Brooke Adams. Pops up, or just kind of just slapped it and got it up in the air, and Miggy come diving in and got her uniform dirty. I love that.
Oh, don't worry. There's Gain and Tide and Dawn. That'll take care of it.
That'll bring up Kiara Porsche. High, towering fly to Taylor Gallion, who hauls that in to center field. So three pitches and two outs.
That was a great catch by Taylor because she came in and then she had to run backwards to catch it. She overshot it, so she had to readjust. So that was great. Fielding behind.
I've seen a lot of balls scorched at this ballpark, but that ball Miggy Tomasi just drilled in that last inning. That's
had to be 100 miles an hour.
Well, that's a perfect. You hit it straight back up the middle. That's perfect.
Ooh.
It was the one just zip. She buzzed the tower on Sierra Suggs.
Fighter jet coming through.
I'm telling you what, get a little jet action up here. She's buzzing the tower. Is Callie Kirkendall. They keep jumping and slapping and moving in boxes. She buzzed them. Head high and came up underneath. One right at Tomasi, scoops it up, throws her out. That's a done deal right there, and that's all for Jets in the top of the fifth. We move to the bottom of the fifth, no score.
And it seems like Callie's innings are getting quicker and quicker. I mean, have you noticed she's getting that 1-2-3?
Right.
When she does struggle, it's at the top of the order. So maybe she needs to, maybe her and Mahala need to change the first pitch in the top of the order when it comes back around. Maybe they're jumping on her first pitch.
I was told a long time ago, and I learned about the game of baseball and softball is so similar, is that it's a game of adjustments.
It is.
And you have to learn to make adjustments as you go in games. From inning to inning, you might have to make an adjustment. Callie Kirkendall, they were hacking right away, coming out swinging on the first pitch in the first inning, had a rally going. Kirkendall adjusted, and then she went and retired the next straight eight batters, and then all of a sudden they started to, find the groove in that fourth inning, and she got out of a jam. She came back and answered that fourth inning with retiring three players. I mean, that's adjustments right
but
there.
But how do we know that fourth inning getting out of that jam didn't just put her adrenaline up to
true
levels that we don't even know?
True.
I mean, that pumped me up, and I ain't even playing the game.
So we move to the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Sheridan Presley, Macy McCracken, and Nadia Hudson, 7, 8, 9 in the order.
I found out why Chuck does not know the word spindly means.
Why?
The Michigan dictionaries are not complete.
Boy, you guys are killing me. You're killing me. Okay. All right.
So, I mean, I just found that out. I mean, I can't expect you to know everything if the dictionary's not complete.
Sheridan Presley steps in to face Miss Troutman as a curveball swung on and missed by Presley is 0-1. Troutman has a lot of body action, sort of like that girl we used to face from Central Davison down there.
Well, no, Drone. Remember? Oh. Was it Drone that we played here the year we won the championship?
Drone had it, but the state championship. Line! Oh! And that's off the glove. Poor Presley can't buy a hit. She hit one that scorched it and took the glove off the second baseman.
It did.
And the thing just kind of just glove and the ball just dropped about a foot away. She just picked the ball up and flipped the second. Preston's probably going in the dugout going, what do I got to do to get a hit? I'm hitting the ball.
Coach Leatherwood's patting her on the helmet saying, hey, you gave it a shot.
I mean, she just hit a frozen rope.
She's got shaking her head like,
baseman.
What have I got to do? Her shoulders are dropped, but this is where your coaches need to keep them built up.
That'll bring up Macy and McCracken. Here's Troutman's pitch, curveball outside.
Who had a good hit the first time, it just wasn't, it was right to the second baseman.
You could see Presley going back, shaking her head like, what is going on here? You need to go to church and bless your bat. I've done that many a times. Ball high. 2-0.
She's in a funk and she can't get out of it.
I told her, she's not in a funk.
I know.
When you hit the ball that hard, you're just not in the funk. The hits will come.
They will come, yeah.
swung, and that's lined right at the second baseman. They're coming up. They're, I'll tell you what, they're tagging it, but another 4-3 in the book is out number two as McCracken grounds out.
Well, that didn't take her glove off. It was right to her. But.
No, just Presley's got them sweet hands, and she just drilled it. I mean, the second baseman reached out, and it took her glove off her hand.
She's just got to know that it'll come in time. She's got to keep her confidence up, and when she gets down, it reflects on other players.
Hudson, who doubled her first time up, nearly missed a home run outside for a ball.
There's the catcher again trying to do the twisty hand, trying to get that catch. She catches and it rolls her hand back in. Never seen that before.
So Hudson has one of the two hits in this game. Change up. So that is a ball. 2-0.
I've seen a lot of catchers pull it over to try to frame it, but I've never seen them roll the hand over.
She's working it. She's working it. Swung on, grounded over to short, scooped up, throw to first. That's in time to retire Piska here in the bottom of the fifth. As we move to the top of the sixth, no score. We'll be back after this messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning, mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, we do the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we're back at the Diamond on the River Park, and Chuck, we're in a battle here. Top of the sixth, no score. The pitcher's duel. Both pitchers doing great. Well, all three now. You've got Courtney Pearson went out, and now we've got
Troutman
in. She's doing great. So we got a pitcher duel, and I'm kind of interested to see if that fourth that inning where we had the bases loaded and got out of that jam and don't get Callie pumped up.
Well, she's got to get pumped up now. She's facing 3-4-5, the heart of the Inca lineup. Jasmine Palmer, Jordan Harris, and Myra Troutman scheduled to face her here in the top of the sixth inning. No score. First pitch is change up low.
Well, she's changing her pitches, her first pitch. She's never thrown a change up on the first pitch.
Inca, no runs, five hits, no errors. Left five on base. Piska, no runs, two hits, no errors. Left three on base. Swung on, and that's lined foul past the third base as Tomasi gave a bid for it.
Well, if she had caught that in midair, I'd have went out there and paid homage to her.
It's the black eye.
My Lord.
It's black eye. If the black eye heals, just paint a black eye on her.
Well, no, we just punch her again.
No, I didn't want to say that. I wasn't saying that. I'm not advocating that.
Or just hit another ball toward her.
Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Called strike, got the corner. Nice pitch by Kirkendall.
I'm telling you, this sophomore is putting on a clinic today.
Jasmine Palmer, 2-for-2 with two singles.
And she acts so calm in the circle. You know?
Palmer moves up into the box, swung on and again fouled out in front, tapped it.
That was a
grounded
change
up. It past the third base.
She changed the speeds on it, gave her something else to, different to look at.
I'm impressed by this hitter right here, Jasmine Palmer. She was out in front, but she just kept the hands out going and just got enough of it to pull it foul. A little off speed. Here comes the pitch. Popped up off to the screen. So Palmer, again, hanging in there, looking for her third hit in the game.
She's batting 509, so.
Well, she's up that hitter. Average.
Yeah.
She's 2-for-2.
You got a heavy hitter up here, so you got to.
She lined one to left and one to right. Swung on and missed. She struck her out. High fastball.
And she had 18 RBIs. I mean, so.
Brought the grilled cheese sandwich up there.
Now batting number
so
11.
Palmer goes down swinging.
With some extra butter.
Mmm. That's the fifth strikeout for Kirkendall, and that'll bring up Jordan Harris.
She's not a big strikeout pitcher. She reminds me so much of Taylor Willis.
Called strike, fastball right down the heart of the plate.
She's a control pitcher, like a Greg Maddux kind of like pitcher. Nibbles the corner. She's got the, you know, she wants it in a position she knows her defense can get it for.
Harris, 1-for-2 in this ball game. In the hole, 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, lifted high. Towering fly ball. Galleon camps underneath it and hauls that in. So the splendid fielding center fielder for Pisgah, Taylor Galleon, makes a nice running catch, and that will be out number 2, and that's going
to
bring up
She had to run far because she was playing deep back, and she had to run nearly into the track just about, or into the infield.
Troutman is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a single as he fouls the first pitch back into the screen for strike one. Beautiful afternoon.
Oh, I'm telling you. I thought we was going to have to backstroke here to the park after this weekend.
Isn't it? Ready to go. One ball, one strike pitch. Here it is, a grounder to Tomasi. Scoops it up, throws a strike over to Latrinko. That's money right there.
Yeah, that's money because the team was running off the field. But the first strike.
As soon as the ball's grounded to third base, everybody starts running off the field except Latrinko and Tomasi. They just stay right there to complete the play.
They did. I'm not lying, folks.
Guy Fieri on the Food Network, that's money right there. Yeah, well, that's money right there.
Yeah.
That's point. So that's all for Inca as they get no runs, go out in order in the top of the sixth. We move to the bottom of the sixth, and it'll be the top of the order for the Black Bears, Taylor Galleon, Ashley Penland, and Mahala Irvin.
This is a great game. I mean, this is what you like to see against two big teams, two very talented teams. You like to see it to come down. You don't want to see a blowout, but you want to see it a good game, good defensive game, good pitching game.
And again, a game of adjustments is that Kirkendall, after that rough fourth inning, has retired eight batters for Inca. So that's a nice adjustment out of the sophomore.
Why is it always in baseball, and this happened last night to Pfister, if anybody watches Major League Baseball like Minchuk do, that a pitcher always struggles on one inning. One inning, and he struggled in the fourth, wasn't he, when he gave up the three runs? And it was like the fourth inning, he struggled. Then after that, he settled down.
It's you begin, once you go through, and it's usually in when you mention like the fourth inning, is that you're going through the second time of the order, and you're trying to adjust your game plan. And once, if you happen, there are pitchers that don't, I mean, they just stick with the game plan, which is working. But pitchers have got to battle out of it. And all that is that it's that mental thing of their command of their pitches get out of, you know, they get away from them. And so they just are not commanding their pitches. And they got to battle through those rough innings. All right, it'll be Taylor Galleon, who's 0-for-2 in the game, to lead it off as Troutman's first pitch is low and outside for a ball.
That catcher's still working that curve.
Well, here's the thing. Last four straight hitters Troutman has thrown to has been starting. She started them off with that curveball.
Way outside.
Blowing away. Mm-hmm. Another curveball. Galleon trying to bunt. Inca knew that was coming as everybody was flying into their spot as the corners were flying in. On deck is Ashley Penland. And that's tapped foul to the first base side.
Was not trying to bunt that time. She just hit it off the end of the bat.
Looking for one.
Got to get a runner on. Even if we have to play small ball. You got the top of the order coming up.
Troutman's pitch. Another tap foul in the identical spot. Squibbed it. Cued it to the first base side.
You got a battle now. You've got two strikes on you. You got to protect the plate. You hear fans all the time holler, battle, battle, protect the plate. So that's what her focus should be.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
Just missed on the inside part of the plate. Evens the count at 2-2. Troutman, just like Kirkendall, is around the plate. But just missed there. Change up high and outside. Now she's made it to a full count.
And the last time Taylor Galligan got to a full count, she struck out. So let's see if she's big patient or hits, protects the plate.
Swung on, lifted to center field, but camping underneath that is Kiara Porche. As that splendid center fielder for Inca hauls that in, and that's out number one here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Ashley Penland.
She got a good pitch to hit. She just hit it right to somebody.
Right.
It's not what we want. We want to hit somewhere where there ain't nobody.
Oh, yeah. On deck is Mahala Irvin. We're moving to the heart of the order. Curveball right there. So that is the fifth straight hitter. It's actually sixth straight hitter that Miss Troutman has started off with a curveball.
And they're not swinging at it.
So Ashlyn in a hole 0-1 here in the bottom of the sixth with one out. Nobody on. She tries to square around and misses it. Now it's 0-2. Penland struck out and grounded out to second base. She's 0-for-2 in the ball game. She's looking for her first hit.
Come on, Ashley.
This is just a great game so far.
Come on, Ashley.
Late arriving crowd lays off a high fastball.
Trying to get her to swing at something that was really way out of the strike zone.
That's a waste pitch, right?
It's called a rise ball.
Mm-hmm. Is that that would be the waste pitch for the softball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're just going to keep it rising and see if you chase after it.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes the pitch. Low in the dirt. So that evens the count at 2-2.
That's like kind of throwing an outside curveball or changeup in baseball.
Irvin sitting on 30 career home runs is on deck. We would love to have 31 today. And she just tapped foul hanging in there and back up against the screen.
That was a curveball coming into her hand. She barely got enough on it. So let's see if she goes right back to that pitch or if she tries something, another high rise ball to get her to try to swing at something else.
So far, Rhonda, this move that Jennifer Crook has made has paid off for Inca. Swung on, and that is lined foul the first base bag. Boy, she got ahead of that and drilled it, but just hit
inside the hands again. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. She's going inside the hands. But if you noticed, Ashley stepped up in the batter's box this time. So she's trying to get the curveball before it actually curves.
Penland is not spindly. Ball in the dirt, 3-2.
Far from it. But she's got quick feet now.
She is a very athletic-looking sophomore, and again, only a sophomore.
And I really hope that Kinston comes up and plays them in that tournament over in Asheville. Like, say, a repeat.
And again, just tap foul picked up by the catcher, Jordan Harris. But so Penland hanging in there, hanging
battling.
Tough.
Battling, that's what you got to do when you got two strikes.
No score, bottom of six, here at the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. Here comes the pitch, swung on, and that's line past the second baseman to a one-out single by Ashley Penland. And that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
You knew it was just a matter of time. She was getting her timing down more and more and more each time she hit that ball.
So Penland ropes one to right field, and now the heart of the order due up is Irvin with Miggy Tomasi on deck.
Now I would like that home run.
Exactly.
I'll take number 31 right now.
Be strong through the middle. Okay, Mahala Irvin, and she lines one over to short. Throw to second for one, but not in time to throw to first. So she retires Penland on a fielder's choice. And Irvin's struggles today continue. But she's at first with two outs, and that's going to bring up Miggy Tomasi, who Troutman remembers vividly, has nearly got one right to the forehead on a one-hop single.
And I'll tell you right now, that will have play in your psyche when you're pitching to her.
Here comes Troutman's pitch. It's outside. Now another one up the middle. So the hot-hitting Miggy Tomasi continues.
Has got Troutman's number for some reason.
The runner's at first and second, and that's Callie Kirkendall, who can help her own cause here.
We need everybody to put their rally hats on, just like they do in Major League Baseball, because right now is a perfect time for us to rally, because we've got the heart of our order coming up, or that is up right now, and we need to at least try to get a run. Give Callie Kirkendall, going in top of the seventh, something that she's got to work with.
Bottom of six, no score, but Pisgah's rallying with two outs. Runners at first and second, and Callie Kirkendall's up. Called strike on the corner. Another curveball, so we have a pattern here. But Kirkendall just laid off, didn't want it.
It's not her pitch. If you're going to call a strike, let him call a strike, but it's not her pitch.
Troutman ready to go. Here comes the pitch. Grounded, chip, passed. Could be trouble. Not in time, and she beats it out. So an infield single. The ball ricocheted off Troutman's glove over to second base, and the deflected far enough where the second baseman had to change her direction, and Kirkendall was speeding down first base and beat it by a hair.
The second baseman was headed to second base, and she had to stop, turn, and come toward first to get the ball because it ricocheted that way.
So bases are full for Alex Latrico.
All we need is a hit in the field. Just hit it somewhere.
She swings and taps it foul.
And that was that curveball. She started her off on the same pitch. And Walt's over there on his knees going, I tried to tell you. They're going, giving her that look, said, I told you that pitch was coming.
So 0-1 to Latrico. Bases full, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch outside. 1-1.
That's way outside.
And that's a nice pitch by Troutman as she went to see if she would chase that curveball.
If anything gets past, I don't know if I throw too far outside. If anything gets past this catcher, I know somebody's coming home.
Here's the pitch swung on, and that is lined to second base, but nice play, and that's all for the Black Bears as they strand three runners, and that's, we'll move to the top of the seventh. Again, no score in this game. We'll be back after this message.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pond and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina. In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back here at the Diamond Uncle Rivers Park, bases loaded. We couldn't get a run in that last inning, Chuck. It felt like we had the momentum going our way, but didn't end up with any kind of runs. We're going to the top of the seventh, no score.
I feel a little bit like Hawk Harrelson with bases loaded. Hawk Harrelson, the play-by-play announcer for years, decades, for the Chicago White Sox when that ball was fielded successfully at second. Dang!
That's Roy Williams' favorite word. Dadgummit.
You've got to bleepin' kidding me. That's what Hawk says. So anyhow, we move to the top of the seventh. It'll be 6-7 and 8 for Inca to face Callie Kirkendall. Inca, no runs, 5 hits, no errors, and 5 runners left on base.
Which is the bottom of the order, which is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been the one that's killing us so far.
So Addison Harris will lead it off, a left-handed hitter. 0 for 2 in the game. Just missed on the outside part and a little bit high. So first pitch, ball one. Sun darting behind the clouds. There's a little bit more of those cumulus clouds have hovered over this Diamonds on the River complex here in Canton. Not rain. There's no rain. It's just...
Nah.
Ooh, big swing. High fastball. And boy, Harris went
She's
hacking
going
at
for
it.
The fences. And beyond.
Yeah, that's right. First baseman. Fine first baseman for income.
Talked to Casey Crook's wife before the game. She's excited about this team. They're awful young. She's really looking bright future for them.
Well, and that pitch was a changeup outside for a ball, 2-1. And here you got to think about this. Inco will be 3A next year, and they're young. Pisco will be 3A next year, and they're young.
And we could meet each other in the playoffs.
Yeah. So we'll leave Madison in 2A and pick up Inca.
Which
swung on, over to short. Noddy Hudson picks it up, throws to first in time to get Harris, who was lumbering down the first baseline, in time for out number one.
Good play by Nadia. Johnny on the spot, she picks it up, didn't hesitate, picks it up, throw it, and she's got an arm. I'm telling her and Jamonsi have arms from that position.
Well, I'm about to the edge of my scorecard here, so I might have to get another one. I'm predicting if we can't get a run in the bottom of seventh and hold them here. First pitch to Sidney Davis, called strike. Nice pitch by Kirkendall. Gets ahead of the number seven hitter, designated hitter, Sidney Davis.
Irvin, don't roll her, Rich. She frames it.
0 for 2 in the game is Miss Davis. Here comes Kirkendall's pitch, just low and away. 1-1. Outfield playing straight away. Soft breeze from the right field pole to the left field pole right now.
It's kind of been up and down. The breeze has, dies, and then it comes.
In on the corners. Swung on, grounded over to Hudson at short. Throws over to Latrinko in time to retire Davis. Out number two, two ground outs to Miss Hudson.
Have you noticed how she throws that ball, Chuck? It looks like it just launches out of her arm.
I believe this young girl at shortstop, Miss Nadia Hudson, is coming to her home, her own at this position.
Well, for this year only. We have a shortstop in waiting.
Well,
she's
going to have
recovery.
To find a spot for that young lady next
outfield.
Year. Okay. That's going to bring up Kirsty Evans. Right fielder. She tries to bunt it. Tomasi gets up, throws over to Presley, and that's going to be an error. As she started to throw over there, but it was a little wild. As she saw nobody at first, as Presley was late getting there, and she tried, you know, you had that one, nobody there, but all you have to do
hold her arm back and
throw
wait,
it to the bag. Just throw it to the bag, dear. If she's not there, it's her fault.
Yeah. Two outs, it ain't hurting us. Don't shake it off. Don't worry about it. Now focus on the next hitter.
So that will be a one-out error charged to Tomasi, unfortunately. And that will bring up number nine here, Brooke Adams, who swings and pops it up and out of play.
I'm glad that screen's up because that was coming right toward me.
Adams is 0 for 2 in the game, batting in the nine hole. 0-1. Pitch, here it comes. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Makes it 1-1.
Smiley smiling. She wanted that one. She gives that little signature smile of hers.
Well, we've had a very good, consistent umpire behind the plate and has done a fantastic job behind there, so no complaints here.
No.
Missed inside, 2-1.
First baseman's having to crawl back to first base. Because you can't, Mahala will just jump up and throw that thing.
But you know you're going to have the best umpires for these type of games.
You need to.
And that's what we got. We got great umpires for this game. They know the game. They know the strike zone. And they let the kids play. Swung on, grounded over to Masi. She picks it up and throws a strike over to Latrinko. That's all for Inca in the top of the seventh. They strand a runner. We move to the bottom of the seventh. Let's get some runs, Pisca. As the score remains scoreless at 0-0.
WPTL wants you to know that you can listen to all of our live broadcasts of Pisgah Sports on your smartphone or iPad. Go to tunein.com, download their free app, then search for WPTL. Don't miss a minute of the game, no matter where you are. You don't want to miss Chuck and I. I mean, my goodness gracious, we have the comedy air, too.
Now, people have to get that Yankee dictionary. Right? What's that guy saying?
That Michigan dictionary is not complete. The incompleted Michigan dictionary.
You mean to tell me he don't know what Spindly is? He's not a bright Yankee, but he tries hard.
He tries
hard. Isn't he
folks.
Special?
I noticed Bill from the radio station said you were getting better on your Pisgah.
Bill would. I'm telling you what, Bill would.
He actually likes listening to you and I. He says you two really really mesh well together.
I went home one time and told my wife, I said, honey, she caught me off guard one time when she said Ewens. And she said, no, you was born in Logap, just outside of Mayberry, Mount Airy.
Yeah.
And she said, yeah. Wait till she throws it, it's getting too wet to plow on you.
Oh, hey, listen, I have told everybody this week that don't plan anything. We got another cold snap coming. They said, no, we don't. It's spring. I said, oh, yeah, dogwood winter. I mean, blackberry winter. They go, blackberry winter? Are you freaking crazy? No, but you'll see.
All right, it'll be Sheridan Presley, Mason McCracken, and Nadia Hudson, 7-8-9 in the game. Presley, who has hit the ball hard.
Uh-oh.
Courtney Parsons back in the game.
That's what I started to say.
They brought the ace back in. So first pitch taking Sheridan Presley takes a strike.
Maybe she just needs a little rest. Reminds me of the water boy.
Swung on, lined into the gap up against the wall. Could it be extra bases? Bounce away from the Porsche. And so a stand-up leadoff double for Sheridan Presley. She broke out of it.
Everybody needs to give that young girl a hand. Look at her. She's pumped up. That's what you want. Right there is the enthusiasm. Leadoff double. That's all we need now. You got Taylor Gallion and you got Mason McCracken coming up. Bunner.
I couldn't be more happy for a girl who's 2 weeks hit the ball hard, has finally got a hit, and she scorched it to the gap. So a leadoff double, and that's going to bring up Macy and McCracken.
And she's got speed, too, so that's good to have on the bag.
Here comes the pitch. She squares around and bunts it foul up against the screen as Macy's upset with herself. Trying to bunt her over to third for 90
like,
Hudson.
She looked at Walt like, held her hands up like, what? Am I got to do?
Dear, run it down.
She is a competitor. Let me tell you, Mason McCracken's a competitor.
Here comes the pitch. She bumps it, and it's dropped. Oh, man.
Man, everybody was just like holding their breath, and a big sigh come through the crowd.
Boy, that bounced. It was a little bunt up in the air, and catcher Jordan Harris reached and grabbed it off and snow coned it. Then it dropped and hit off of her hand, and then finally fell to the ground. So it's two strikes.
The bunt's called off now.
Here comes the pitch. Outside ball as Presley takes a big secondary lead and is back. They cannot leave until the pitch is out of the hands of the pitcher. Right?
You just got to let Mason. No, you can't leave until it's out of the hand of the pitcher. You got to let Mason bat.
Swung and fouled back as Mason takes a nice hack at it. CeCe McCracken's up. Exciting moment here at the Diamonds on the River Complex.
Them Dominicans are never good at bunting.
You know, that's just the way it is. It's not in their DNA. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded over and through the leg. Here comes Presley. Here comes the throw to the plate. And the game is over with.
Oh, my goodness gracious, folks. C.C. McCracken delivered. Oh, my goodness.
McCracken hit a scorcher down to the first baseman that went right through the wickets and down the line. And Presley was hauling all the way from second base. And Pisgah beat Inca. 1-0 here, and we're going to come back. Let us catch our breath. We'll be back for our post-game show with the final from Diamonds on the River Complex. Pisgah 1, Inca nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, V. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Chad Upton, voice of the Pisgah Bears. Coming up on the evening of Saturday, May the 18th, is the annual Pisgah High School Boosters Club Drawdown Dinner. It's your chance to win some big money and help all of the athletic programs at Pisgah High School. Tickets include a steak dinner for two and are available by calling the school at 646-3440. Again, you can dial 646-3440 for your tickets to the annual Pisgah Boosters Club Drawdown Dinner. Join us for an exciting event and join WPTL in backing the Bears.
Well, welcome back to the Diamond on the River Park. It's joyous Diamond on the River Park as the Black Bears beat Inca in the bottom of the seventh on a single through the legs of the first baseman by Mason McCracken. We call her CeCe because of her Dominican stance. But you couldn't ask for a fitting in, Chuck. 1-0. They beat us in the first match 1-0. We turn around and beat them 1-0.
Well, and it was. You're right, Ron. It was a fitting in. But, you know, I tell you what, McCracken, leadoff double. Big, you know, kudos to Sheridan Presley for hanging in there for the last 2 weeks. It's just like, you know, her batting average is plummeting. She's not in a slump. She's scorching the ball. But everything she's hitting, or most of everything she's hitting, is hard and right at people. But those things will come, and boy, she got to change up the leadoff, the top of the seventh, and just drilled it right off the right center field. Started this thing. McCracken couldn't put down the bunt, so what'd she do? Just as good as a bunt, she hits a hard one-hopper to the first baseman. So when she went down, it went right through her legs and out to right field.
Yeah.
So, and that's the ball game. That's a fitting in.
Yeah, and also what's fitting too, Chuck, is that the Presley getting that double off their number one pitcher.
Absolutely. They brought in their pitcher, Courtney Parsons. And it's big, but you know what they've got is that Inca is now been tagged with their second loss of the season overall. They dropped a 16-2 Rhonda.
And that's
a good baseball. That's good softball team.
Right, and that's a big win for us coming off of what I said was the golden goose egg that we laid over at North Henderson. But it was a big win for us as far as confidence going into this final week. That is so crucial for us to get the number one seed in the West.
Well, Rhonda, I'll turn over the post-game festivities to you as you got a special player of the game Mason McCracken.
CeCe, as we call you. You were up there in that. Let's go to that last bat. We had Sheridan doubled, got a leadoff double. And I know Coach Leatherwood wanted you to bunt, and twice you put it down. First, you were so lucky on that second bunt.
Oh, I know. It scared me.
Just go back to that time you was at the bat, and you the first bunt went foul. Second one was in the glove and out of glove. Just go back to that third, that when you got that hit, what was you thinking?
Well, I know I was in the 0-2 count, and I knew that Sheridan was on base, and we needed to score. So I just did what they put me in there to do. So I just made contact with the ball.
And the one thing I've said all year is that you can't take Mason McCracken's bat out of the lineup. She has got a bat. She comes through sometimes in clutch innings. But how big a win is this for Pisgah right now?
Oh, it's great. They're not even in our conference, and it's just good to beat them. We've had such a rivalry with Inca for a long time. And they beat us the first time we played them. So it felt really good to beat them, yeah.
And in fitting, we beat them 1-0.
Yep.
But let's go to this week. We got Smoky Mountain and Brevard coming in this week. After that debacle at North Henderson, what kind of happened with the team?
Well, we kind of, after the game, we went and had like a little powwow, and we had some stuff we needed to talk through. And we really like had a heart-to-heart out there, and we realize that, you know, we've got three games left in our regular season. They're all at home, and all our fans are going to be there. So we knew we had to show up and actually come together as a team.
Brevard being the biggest one coming in, we've got to take care of business against Smoky Mountain. They're not going to be easy. But then we got to take care of Brevard. Do you know how important it is for us to finish first in the conference? Has the coach even mentioned it to y'all?
Yeah, it said that we'll start out in the tournament and then the playoffs with our home game, right?
According to the conference seeding, we would be home until the state championship, which would be Walnut Creek. Even if you played Madison, they would have to come here and play us. We wouldn't have to go there because our conference seedings are that higher. But it gives, we wouldn't meet them till the fourth round. So, see, that's how important it is for us to win these last two games. So, that last at bat, when you come running off the field, what did your teammates say to you?
Oh, we were all just, they're all just congratulating me and jumping on Sheridan because we had pulled it out and it had been 0-0 the whole game. We never got down.
Well, that was good for y'all that you never got down. And it was a fitting way to finish out this game. CC McCracken, or Dominican stance, delivers one down the first baseline through the legs of the first baseman to score Sheridan Presley. We're going to take a break right now and pay some bills, but we'll be back after this with a word from our sponsors.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to the store, we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings, we will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pond and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Well, welcome back to a joyous park, Diamonds on the River Park, where the Bears just upset. I'm going to call it an upset, Chuck. The Inca Jets, 1-0. So you can't call it anything else because they were 16-1 coming in this game.
Well, it was a nice walk-off win. I tell you what, these are, again, these are two, one of the two powerhouses every year in the mountains for about the last 7 or 8 years. So it was a big win. They, you know, it was exactly what you predicted. The bottom of the seventh created by Sheridan Presley. But when you can win a game in dramatic fashion, that sort of gives you that momentum.
It does.
You
and
know?
We really need it going in this week because tomorrow we'll be back on the air at 3:45. We come back here. We play Smoky Mountain. Then Thursday, we play Brevard here, 3:45 pregame, 4 o'clock game.
That's the game.
That's the game for the championship, folks. We want all you Pisgah Nation here to rally behind these girls and get them pumped up. This was big. Like McCracken said, this was a big week for us, and this was a big win for us.
Well, absolutely. McCracken said it right. So, but Rhonda, overall, this is just a big game. The final from the Canton, or the Diamonds on the River Complex here in Canton. Inca, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error, left 6 runners on. Pisgah, with that magical 1 run in the bottom of the 7th, finished 1 run on 6 hits, made 1 error, and left 6 runners on. An even game, but 1 on the scoreboard in favor of Pisgah, and they win this game on a walk-off play by Mason McCracken. So, folks, this is Chuck Bemis with Rhonda Bird. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 3:45 here on WPTL 920. We'll see you then, and God willing, go Pisgah.